You're listening to SBS News.
During a virtual COVID summit, US President Joe Biden called upon world leaders to commit to vaccinate 70% of the world's population against COVID-19 by September next year. He said the United States will donate an additional 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to other countries.
The United States is buying another 500 million doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world. This is another 500 million doses that will all be shipped by this time next year. And it brings our total commitment to donated vaccines to over 1.1 billion vaccines to be donated. For every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do three shots to the rest of the world.
It comes as the OECD and world leaders like Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte have condemned richer countries for holding more vaccine supplies than they need. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa commented on the lack of progress in the African continent.
Around 66 billion vaccine doses administered worldwide, only 2% of these have been administered in Africa, a continent of more than 1.2 billion people. This must be unjust, and it also is immoral.
Dr. Krishna Udayakumar from the Duke Health Innovation Center says while the US commitment is obviously a good one, the summit missed a key point.
The point that we really didn't hear about was the urgency of the need. The need is now. So it's great to donate doses a year from now, but it's actually much more meaningful to use the stockpiles that the U.S. and other high-income countries have. And we just saw reporting this week that the U.S. is sitting on a stockpile of at least 150 million doses, which is more than had been administered across the entire African continent so far.
Research shows richer nations still have a surplus of vaccines, some of which are reaching their use-by date.
I would say we should follow the science, and the science is becoming a bit more clear that vulnerable populations will see a significant benefit from boosters. We don't have to use a billion shots to boost everybody in high-income countries, but our projections of the supply right now show that it should be possible in the coming weeks to months to do both boosters and get doses to low and lower middle income countries.
The pledge to donate millions of vaccines to poorer countries means quieter corners of the world will need to be reached. Just recently, Peruvian health authorities have started a campaign to bring COVID-19 vaccines to remote indigenous communities. Immunization coordinator of Puno's assistant network, Giovanna Gonzalez, arrived by boat to the indigenous community of Uros, a series of islands in the Titicaca Lake.
We've got scattered population. Our new strategy is we are going towards you. We're applying this strategy since September by reaching the most remote indigenous communities. One of them are the Uros Islands.
Peru has administered almost 24 million doses of COVID vaccines. So far, it has reported over 2 million COVID cases and nearly 200,000 deaths. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.